Planning a wedding is intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Design your dream suit at Indochino.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, code PODCAST.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, Hickey, what do you got for me?
Zach, the Final Four is basically here as FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn battle Saturday for their spot in the national title game on Monday night. The theme of this year's tournament so far has been parity, as upsets have been commonplace so far throughout the first four rounds. Tomorrow, San Diego State is a 2.5-point favorite over FAU, while UConn is a 5.5-point favorite over Miami. Onsides or offsides, at least one upset will go down.
At least one upset will go down. I'm going to say onsides, and here's why. I do like San Diego State to win the game. And I just think their defense, you put that also in a football stadium, FAU with how many three-point shots they hit. I do think there's going to be an adjustment to that. So I like San Diego State, so no upset there. But everyone is talking about UConn. Everyone is already giving UConn the national championship trophy. And maybe they end up winning it. Maybe they have their one shining moment, and on Monday night when the song is playing, they're at the podium and Dan Hurley's the guy for the next 20 years of UConn basketball. I think, though, people are looking at UConn as they're that much better than Miami, and I don't see that. I think Miami is going to cover, and I also think they're going to win the game outright. Now, to be fair, a lot of us thought here, me and Hickey, a lot of us, that Gonzaga was going to beat UConn because everyone was on board with the Huskies and the Zags would find a way to win. And it went from like a one-point game to the next thing you know, that game wasn't even competitive in the second half. So UConn has been that dominant. I think the key there, when you look at Miami, and you got to find a way to just contain those bigs for UConn, and we know they could do it down low, but just give yourself an opportunity to be within five with 5 minutes to go. Now, this is a team in Miami is down 13 in the second half to Texas. But just be within five with 5 minutes to go, and then let's see if UConn has the ability to win a game where they have to sweat it out late, because we haven't had to see them do that so far in the NCAA tournament. I like the national championship game to be Miami and San Diego State. That sounds weird. Who would have ever thought I'd be saying that before the season started? Forget the season, before the tourney started. Forget the tourney. How about before the Sweet 16 started? Miami and San Diego State? By the way, so I'm going on sides. What's the most bizarre sounding national championship game out of the options here? Miami, San Diego State, Miami, FAU, UConn, San Diego State, UConn, FAU.
I would say probably the one you just named, San Diego State, Miami, just because I think UConn has obviously been the most popular team because they've been the hottest.
Yeah.
And FAU has been the darling of this tournament. So that name, despite the fact that no one knew any players or coach 3 weeks ago, they've had enough attention where I think it's not as bad. I just feel like San Diego State, because even
no
though
one has
there,
talked about San Diego
no
State.
One has mentioned anything about them, and the defense is not very sexy. So that has not allowed a lot of people to get kind of hooked on board.
Let's go, Coach Dutch. Come on. No one believes in you.
It'll be the battle of the two most beautiful places to live.
Man, I'm ruthless.
Who's going to win out?
I'm ruthless. We've had on so many people from FAU.
Oh. Yeah, I'm shocked you're
I've only got one email back from San Diego State. We've had Dusty May on twice. We had John L. Davis on, Elijah Martin. And who else did we have on from FAU?
Michael Forrest.
That's right. Michael Forrest, who's been a beast off the bench.
Cold-blooded on the line.
Having a start, with his career was a starter, and this year he had to come off the bench. So, I'm going on sides. Sorry, FAU. Hopefully I'm wrong. You actually probably thank me. because if I'm picking San Diego State the way I pick games in this tourney, means you're going to win. So Boca Raton, get the early bird specials ready. Get pumped up. Dominic's. Get the pizza place going. Get the bagel boss all lined up. Early bird specials. Let's get it.
If they make the final, don't look at those ratings in Boca. Oof.
Let me tell you.
A lot of lights off at 9 o'clock Eastern time at night. That's for sure down there.
Mateo's at 4 o'clock is going to be packed. Peter Kramer does a great job running that Mateo's down there. Going to be packed. Ready to go. Do you know what time the national championship game starts, by the way?
9:07?
No, 9:20.
Oof, yeah.
9:20 p.m. Eastern. That's the scheduled start time. And can I give you a lock?
Sure.
There will be one tweet that we see when this game gets started at 9:20 p.m. Eastern from one person here at CBS Sports Radio.
I already know what you're going to say, Sean Marash.
Yep.
Hates the consumer.
The national championship game, it's not fair starting this late. You know, I got to put my hard hat on in the morning, and I got to get up to work, and it's all about me because I'm a pig, blah, 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 blah.
That's what you'll see Monday night, folks. That's Mraz Monday night getting ready to bitch about the start time for the national championship game. And then when people like you and I will chirp back at him, he'll go,
easy to say when you do the 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern show. I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, two kids, deck outside, you know, wife. Oh, that's how, you know, easy for you to say.
You know Mraz is going to do that, where you don't think about the people on the West Coast have to rush home to get in front of their TVs for a 6:20 p.m. Pacific tip. It's all about Mraz.
It shows living on the West Coast, it pays. Those early games, it does pay.
I will say, when I had a football Sunday this year, when I was in Colorado, that's only 2 hours behind. That was very nice.
Oh, early football is great. On the West Coast, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and you're done by like 5 or 6. It's not bad.
The only time you really get screwed is when you have the London game at like 9:30 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast.
Yes.
Because then it's 6:30 or 7:30 if you're mountain time. That's not fun.
Tough. That is very, very tough. But yeah, those ratings in Boca, if FAU's in the national title game, be very, very, very low. That is for sure.
My grandma is actually someone that stays up late. She's in,
okay. Her TV will be on.
She'll see about the first 15 minutes. She goes to bed at like 10 o'clock.
All right. So, hey, she'll see the first half. She'll see the first half. That is for sure. Speaking of the Final Four, all four coaches have a lot to gain by winning a title. Dustin May has a chance to arguably make the most win the most improbable national championship ever. While Brian Dutcher can cement San Diego State as a legitimate power, Danny Hurley can help guide UConn back to their glory days, while Jim Larrañaga can cap what has been an incredible career and an incredible resume. Onsides or offsides, Jim Larrañaga is the coach that has the most to gain this weekend.
Yeah, here's why. And I know, like, I look at this, I don't really think Dutch or Hurley come right to mind. It was my decision making. It was Larrañaga or Dusty May. And the reason why I go with Larrañaga is because we already saw what he did at George Mason. Gets to the Final Four. That's enough for a career. But then you're in another Final Four with Miami, which is not historically a great or even a good program. And you find a way to win a national championship. It doesn't make you the best coach of all time, clearly, but it makes you one of the more impressive coaches of all time, where you have a Final Four at George Mason and your big, big job was going to Miami, which is not a good basketball program historically, and you find a way to win a national championship. That's the difference for me. And I know you could just as equally argue, oh, Dusty May, if he wins a national championship, that's just like unheard of where he's at, and it's one of those names that you'll remember forever. I don't think, like John Fan said, I don't think any of these coaches could really lose anything this weekend outside of Danny Hurley because he's expected to get the job done. But just from the historical standpoint, and this is probably, I would say, the last time Larrañaga is going to be here in this spot, that's why I go with Coach L in this spot. So you asked me, Coach Larrañaga is the coach that has the most to gain this weekend on sides.
Let's talk a little baseball because the Angels kicked off the 2023 season last night in the most Angels fashion possible. They lost to the A's 2-1 in a game in which Shohei Ohtani...
You know what? Fold the team. Fold them.
At this point...
Get them out.
You played against an A's team that is more concerned about spending the least amount of money than putting a winner.
You know when Rome runs the callers on his show? Rack them. Rack them.
Well, rack them, I think, is like keep them.
Oh.
So we don't want to do that. That's for the smack-off. Rack them is like keep that call.
Oh, you're right.
They play like a little, I don't like that call. Oh. Oh, yeah. Not a very good call.
Yeah, whatever they do on the Great Jim Rome Show, just run the caller. Get him out.
Get him out. Because you couldn't beat the A's. The lowly A's with Shohei Ohtani pitching six innings, allowing two hits, no runs, struck out 10, and you lose 2-1 eventually. Now, with the MVP winner and impending free agent, this is a pivotal year for the Angels to try to keep their unicorn of a player. So onsides or offsides, the Angels will make the playoffs this season.
How can anyone expect that? I know that there's three wild card spots. They're not winning the division. There's three wild card spots. This team has one of the longest playoff droughts, you know, out of active teams that haven't made the postseason. And I saw six CBS writers. They gave their predictions for the baseball season, and five of them had the Angels in the postseason. I know we all want to see it. I want to see Ohtani in the postseason. I want to see Trout in the postseason, but it's not happening. So you ask me, the Angels will make the playoffs? Offside.
Offside.
I was just looking to make sure they were not in first place, just to, you know, gonna make a bad joke that everyone is 0-1, but they just also beat lost to the A's. So never mind. They're in last place with the A's, with the Astros.
Oh, you're one of those guys on Twitter.
No, I was gonna make a joke about it. Hey, Zach, they're technically tied for first place. It would have been funny.
Are you someone that tweets out tonight, "Oh, the Mets lost 2-1. Man, I really thought they were gonna go 162-0.
You saw my tweet. You definitely did.
Are you serious?
I know you saw it. So yes, I said it.
Did you tweet that?
Total sarcasm.
Wait. Did
damn,
you tweet that?
I thought this was the year the Mets were gonna go 162-0.
Wait, did you actually tweet
yes,
that?
Yes, look it up. Tweet in the break.
I did not see that.
I love jokes like that.
Fingers crossed.
I love when people prank call radio shows saying, "Hey, what do you think? Is this the year the Mets go 162-0?" When they're like 2-0, I love that stuff. It cracks me up.
Good.
So
you know what?
Unfortunately, there goes that dream with the Mets.
We need to put you on Twitter management. There's load management in the NBA. You need to be on Twitter management.
Well,
some of those tweets, oof.
I think they're funny. That's for sure. And if you don't find it funny, then get a better sense of humor. That's what I tell the Twitter folks out there. It's not my problem. Just like me picking Arizona twice in the last 4 years as my national champion, them losing the first round.
You have an accountability problem.
It's not a me problem. It's a you problem.
You have an accountability problem.
I model myself after Kyler Murray.
It's never your fault.
Point the finger at everyone, but...
Yeah. Well, you don't get paid like him.
Well, that is for sure. That is for damn sure. All right, we talk a little NBA. ESPN's last NBA straw poll of the season, which they poll 100 potential voters, are polled to see who their pick for MVP is. It was released early this week, and the race is tight. Joel Embiid overtook Nikola Jokic by 2 total points as the Sixers' big man garnered 790 points, while the reigning back-to-back MVP registered 788 points. Now, Jokic, in this voting by ESPN, that, again, is unofficial straw poll, did have more first-place votes. He had 42-40 edge over Embiid. Onsides or offsides, Nikola Jokic will win his third straight MVP award.
Like the numbers just said, it feels like this is really a conversation between Embiid and Nikola Jokic. There's been some talk as well for Giannis Antetokounmpo, but... when you look at the Sixers and the Nuggets with Embiid and Jokic, it is splitting hairs. I'm going to say that it's the Joker. And because when you're so close, I think being the number one seed matters. And the Sixers are 4.5 games off the number one seed, and the Nuggets are the number one seed by 3 games. I think that will play a difference. It could go either way. It's like so close, but I will say the Joker gets his third MVP for now on sides. If like 2 weeks ago you probably asked me that, I'd probably go Embiid, and then Embiid misses that game up against the Joker, and I feel like that's going to sway a lot of people's opinion on this.
And finally, the NFL could be going global sooner rather than later, and let's just say some are fired up about it. No one in this room, but some are fired up about it.
See, that's how you boo, Hickey. Not the other night.
Boo! 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 Also, I'll be honest.
What is that, a dead cow? You're a dying cow?
I am, as you could tell, I'm not a booer.
No, your voice cracks. Like
I am not a booer.
Hey, you suck! Boo! Oh, Oh, my God.
I'd rather just scream expletives at
people. Hey, Anthony Rendon, you're a boo!
Actually, ironically, I did curse at Anthony Rendon.
Can you do me a favor? Can you don't use the word that he used, but just say, hey, Anthony Rendon, you suck, and then boo.
Hey, Anthony Rendon.
No, like you're at the game.
Okay, all right, let me get in the zone here.
A few beers in, drunk as a skunk, hot take hickey, Mets, right. Angels, let's go.
Eighth inning, tie game, Rendon's like 3-for-4 in the game, big game, right? That would kind of get me juiced up here.
Rendon, you suck! Boo!
Now, to be fair, again, that's out of my element. I'd rather just scream F you.
Oh, yeah.
And... yeah, that's usually.
And you also advocated earlier that you think players should be able to beat the crap out of fans.
Yes.
Okay.
But also, I could live in both worlds because I said in the upper deck. They're not going to hear me.
Rendon,
and they're not going up to the upper deck.
Anthony Rendon, if you're listening, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-2227, please feel free to call, and then we can arrange that fight between you and Hickey.
Listen, I know my limits. I'm not going to sit behind the dugout and then curse someone out here, but...
gotcha.
To each their own.
By the way, I know people can't see me right now. I literally fell out of my chair. I'm squatting down right now like I'm a catcher.
Well, that's what some bad boos will do to you, and those boos are because the NFL is going global. An anonymous NFL owner spoke with Front Office Sports saying that the international division consisting of teams in Europe will be in the league's future, with it being more of a question of when rather than if. The expansion overseas could net the NFL owners $3 to $5 billion in revenue. Onsides or offsides, you are excited for the NFL's international expansion.
No, and I hope it never happens because we don't need 4 more teams potentially. And I don't think it's fair to the players to make them live permanently in like Germany or London. And you get traded there. I just think it would be an absolute mess. So I hope it doesn't happen. So you say, am I excited? No. Offsides.
Offsides.
John Fanta joins us next.
Planning a wedding can be intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Indochino makes it easy to get a fully customized suit right from home. With dozens of high thread count fabrics, patterns, and colors to choose from, Indochino lets you fine-tune every detail and design a suit tailored perfectly to your body and your personality. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose fabric and customizations without leaving the house. Or book a showroom appointment and let Indochino's dedicated style guides help you and your wedding party look flawless for the big day. Their experts have been dressing grooms and groomsmen since 2007. And with suits starting at just $4.99 and fitted shirts at $89, Indochino is bespoke without the premium price tag. Get a wedding suit as unique as you with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code PODCAST.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Let's start things off in the association. I know that they're playing right now up against the Jazz, and they're up by 10. They're about to get another victory. That is now just the final. Celtics defeat the Jazz, $122. To $114, but I want to take you back to last night as the Boston Celtics just dominated the Milwaukee Bucks as they defeated the Bucks by a score of 140-99. Jason Tatum in the game was 8-10 from 3, had 40 points and 8 rebounds, was 12-18 from the field in 31 minutes. So give a stock up to Jason Tatum. And then tonight, let me just give you the numbers on Jason Tatum for tonight. Jason Tatum for the Celtics. What do you think he did tonight, Hickey, if you had to guess? If he had 8 three-pointers, how many do you think he made?
2.
5 of 8 tonight.
Not bad.
If he had 17 shots from the floor, how many do you think he hit?
12.
Spot on.
Boom. 12 of 17.
How many points, Hickey? Let's see how good the math skills
32.
Are.
32.
39. Do you think it's over or under 8.5 rebounds?
Over.
Correct. With 11. Look at those numbers. You know, give another stock up to Jason Tatum. By the way, if I were to ask you what team Blake Griffin is playing for, would you have the answer for that?
Oh, yeah. Celtics.
Okay. Just making sure. I was walking around the newsroom. Someone goes, did you know Blake Griffin was on the Celtics? And I was like, yeah. And I just was wondering if some people just didn't know that that was a thing. Anyway, I have sat here, bitched and complained a lot about this disgraceful Major League Baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred. Gotta give him some credit. The sport that he runs is in a better spot right now because of one thing and one thing only, and that's the pitch clock. These games are going by quickly, and I think it may be the biggest thing for baseball, Hickey, since syringes with the steroid era. Because the steroid era kind of saved baseball, and now everyone's like, the horror, you can't put this player in the Hall of Fame. But it brought excitement back to the game. Baseball was in a bad spot. I really do believe the pitch clock is going to do wonders for the sports. So give it a stock up. You know what also do wonders for the sport? Having the sports preeminent player in the postseason. Shohei Ohtani was awesome last night. And it wasn't enough. Because the Angels just find new ways to lose games. And I hate to say it because I've been in that spot where you've had such a great player. And in this case, you know, he's more than just a pitcher. But I've had those kind of generational pitchers and they just get no support from the team. But to lose to the Athletics 2-1 when Shohei Ohtani is just dealing last night. And he also had a hit. And he also walked. But he has 6 innings, only lost 2 hits, and has 10 strikeouts. That just can't happen. But it did. So you got to give a stock down to the Angels. Did you catch what Stephen Jones said today?
I did not.
About Ezekiel Elliott?
No. Oh, boy.
You know why they didn't offer Zeke a new contract? Like, I was operating under the belief that, because Jerry basically said it at the end of the season, that they were going to try to attempt to restructure the deal. They have to reconfigure the contract. I read today that Stephen Jones said something along the lines of they didn't offer him a new contract because they didn't want to insult him. Now, I think he's probably got the most insulted because he went on the market and realized no one really wants him and he had to make up a few teams, which were the Jets. Who else was the, do you remember the other 2 teams?
Eagles, Bengals.
Eagles and Bengals. And Zach Taylor comes out right away and is like, nope, we're good with our team. Is that really where the Cowboys are? You can't just say you didn't want the player anymore. We didn't want to insult him. You're basically admitting that you would have insulted him with the offer that you would have given him. So just say, it's time to move on. We appreciate Zeke, and that's it. But the Cowboys can't do that, so stock down to the Cowboys. Alrighty, and that's another week of the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Would like to thank John Fanta for stopping by. The inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler, for joining the program as well. And the new head basketball coach at Temple, the Owls, baby, who also was an assistant at Penn State and Miami, Adam Fisher. Now, Hickey, I think that was an open invite for me to go to a Temple games next year. You want to join me?
Penn State guy, I will pass. You enjoy Temple basketball. Okay. I got my own team to worry about here.
Just more times where I invite Hickey places, and he just continues to say no. Ranger games, Mets games, Penn State games. No. I'm trying here, folks. Talk to you Monday, everybody. Ungrateful. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Planning a wedding can be intimidating, but finding the perfect suit shouldn't be. Indochino makes it easy to get a fully customized suit right from home. With dozens of high thread count fabrics, patterns, and colors to choose from, Indochino lets you fine-tune every detail and design a suit tailored perfectly to your body and your personality. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose fabric and customizations without leaving the house. Or book a showroom appointment and let Indochino's dedicated style guides help you and your wedding party look flawless for the big day. Their experts have been dressing grooms and groomsmen since 2007. And with suits starting at just $4.99 and fitted shirts at $89, Indochino is bespoke without the premium price tag. Get a wedding suit as unique as you with Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use code PODCAST to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's INDOCHINO.com, promo code PODCAST.